just so hard to wrap your arms around the fact that your child would do heroin.
She told me that day in the hospital, I'm not done using. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, you are.
It's not that OxyContin is particularly powerful. It's that pain is particularly confounding.
Every muscle and bone in your body hurts.
It's so important for the mental health and substance abuse issues to be treated together.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega of CNN and CNN Money. On Thursday, President Donald Trump declared the opioid crisis a public health emergency.
It is time to liberate our communities from this scourge of drug addiction. Never been this way. We can be the generation that ends the opioid epidemic. We can do it.
In 2015, more than 90 Americans died from an opioid overdose each day. That's 33,000 people in all.
Beyond the shocking death toll, the terrible measure of the opioid crisis includes the families ripped apart and, for many communities, a generation of lost potential and opportunity.
Dr. Caleb Alexander is the co-director of the Johns Hopkins Center for Drug Safety and Effectiveness. He explains what the public health emergency designation means for people on the ground dealing with this crisis.
This type of declaration allows the Department of Health and Human Services to have expanded powers and authorities. So, for example, the department can redeploy federal workers or volunteers to areas that may be hardest hit. Or if there is funding available, it can issue grants to states and municipalities to try to improve our ability to identify and treat the more than 2 million Americans that have an opioid use disorder.
Is there funding available?
Well, there's not. And really, we're now depending upon Congress to pass legislation that would provide funding that could be in turn used by the Department of Health and Human Services to better identify and treat those with opioid use disorders and engage in a number of other initiatives to try to stem the tide of this epidemic.
So, Doctor, right now the administration is missing some key figures to help execute this plan. So, for example, there's no drug czar, there's no Secretary of Health and Human Services, there's no one leading the DEA right now. How does the absence of these key figures impact the efforts of the administration to deal with this crisis?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. But these are also very big agencies and very big departments, and there are literally tens of thousands of individuals that can be touched and affected and mobilized by this type of declaration. But there's no doubt that we'd be in a better position if there were a lead for the Department of Health and Human Services and for the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
The president did not take this a step further and declare the opioid crisis a national state of emergency. What's the difference between these two designations? Does one matter or does it not?
I think most public health practitioners actually think that the declaration of a public health emergency is the more appropriate way to go. This really has the potential to allow for the federal government to play a much more active and decisive role in addressing the epidemic. It's just that it's dependent upon whether or not Congress will free up funding to implement many, many different programs and policies that could be implemented through this type of declaration.
Dr. Caleb Alexander is the co-director of the Johns Hopkins Center for Drug Safety and Effectiveness. Thanks for being here.
Take care.
You can see all of our ongoing coverage of the opioid crisis at thetakeaway.org/opioids.